Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
I said earlier tonight, in the intro of our first program together, there is a clear theme running through this night in three entirely different contexts, as all summed up in one word, and that word is good. In this, the first of these three, one of Australia's leading social researchers, Mark McCrindle, joins us on the power of good. He's gathered together a pile of truly inspirational stories of great kindness from total strangers. It'll just gladden your heart to read this book. You'll recognise lots of the names associated with these stories, lots of prominent Australians who've either observed or sometimes benefited from that power of good. Mark McCrindle, welcome to Open House. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Lee.
Good on you. Mark, this idea all began when you and your wife, Ruth, were backpacking many years ago. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. We've got five kids now, so backpacking is out of the picture. But just when we were newly married, we thought we'd backpack around Australia, and that involved taking some flights to capital after capital, and then in each place we'd camp out and hike around and see the sights. And it was in Adelaide, and we were booked for a flight to Kangaroo Island, and so we had caught the bus, and we ended up having about a kilometre or 2 kilometres walk to the airport terminal, and we had, I think, half an hour up our sleeve, and before we knew it was 15 minutes and 10 minutes before the flight was going to be closed, and we could see that we were about to miss this flight, and there aren't too many flights to Kangaroo Island, and no refunds on that. And so as we were doing this mad rush to the airport, and again, realising it was pretty futile, a tradie driving a ute saw us in a mad rush and pulled over, and before we knew it, he'd said, "You guys look like you could get a lift somewhere," and we said, "Sure could," and we threw our bags in the back and jumped in with him, and a couple of minutes later, we were at the airport checking in with a minute to spare. And
wow.
It wasn't until we landed at Kangaroo Island and we were just setting up a tent that we reflected on this, and my wife came up with the idea and said, "You know, there's got to be heaps of people on a daily basis that are having some stranger step out of their way and help them out. We should collect some stories on that," and that
too
was
right.
The start of it all.
And they're often small acts of kindness or goodness, aren't they?
That's right, and that was the case with this guy. I mean, yep. He was obviously heading down that way, and it was a small little thing for him to do. To I guess others drove past, he decided to stop and help us out, but it made a massive difference to us. And that was a common theme as we were collecting these stories. Sometimes simple little things that really do change your life in some way. And here, 10 years later, I'm recounting the story. So that's how it works.
I'm interested in this coming from the realm of news, as I do, at a time when there's so much news around. You actually never hear much that's good. Why do you think that is? As a social researcher, your job is to listen to people, capture the pulse of the nation. Why do you reckon it is that we don't see so much good?
Well, we are told that bad news sells, but in this research, when we surveyed hundreds of Australians, we found that more than 9 in 10 Australians actually want to hear more good news. Mm. So, there is a market research study in itself saying that, if the media can portray some more good news, it's actually going to be something that people will respond to. I think bad news is often dramatic. Bad news actually fits in with oftentimes our picture of the world. There's a lot of crime out there, there's a lot of bad things happening out there, but that's where this research was quite interesting, because we took the crime statistics, which actually have been dropping in almost every class, they've been coming down over the last couple of decades, and we looked at all of the reported acts of violence and crime perpetrated to strangers, and then from our survey we found how many people had done an act of kindness to a stranger, and we found that for every act of violence to a stranger or theft, there are 38 acts of kindness.
How revealing.
It's going on in Australia right now.
Yeah. It's exactly why from tonight, as I said before, there's only one context of the theme of good in our program tonight. We're launching a segment, Now the Good News, because it strikes me that good things are happening to people all the time, especially with the Aussie character. We've seen that play at the flood, Cyclone Yasi, over the last few months.
That's right. We have, as Australians, got a very strong pastime, a real history of supporting, helping out others. Now, we know this is true in other countries as well. There's a good humanitarian spirit that goes on in most communities. But in Australia, we sometimes call ourselves the lucky country, which has an implication that it's not through our own efforts. There's the assistance of others that have helped create who we are and where we are. And, And whether it be mateship, whether it be the spirit of the diggers, whether it be just Australians that we go and we support other people in their times of conflict, in terms of wars and support, or even just in terms of giving money, it's a strong part of the Aussie psyche, and it continues apace.
Mark, I'm going to play one of the stories that you've brought in the book, Tracy Spicer's, in just a tick. Of the 70 stories you've compiled, do you have a favourite one?
There's lots of them. I like the story. There's a couple of stories from some famous and high-ranking Australians. The current Governor of Victoria, David de Cresta, he just shares a little story. Now, he's holding the highest office in the state, but says he arrived in Australia as a migrant and was picked up by the community worker at the airport, and they were to drop them off at this house, which was to be their abode until they sorted themselves out. And the lady dropping them off looked around at the lodgings that had been provided and saw that it was too messy, basically, and decrepit for them to stay in, and said, "None of that, you're staying with us." And so this little boy, upon arriving with his family, his first experience was some stranger, but a kind Australian lady who was just really the transport, and a government worker taking them into her own house, and now he's the governor. And I think those sorts of stories do remind me that no one is self-made, that all of us, even those celebrities we see around the place, have often had little people step into their life that have helped change their journey a little and helped them become who they are.
Yeah. Might get you to just hang on for a tick, Mark. You out there, our listener for Open House, you may have your own story. We could get an early start on our new segment, Now the Good News. If there's something good that's happened to you recently, or if you've known of it in someone else's life, give us a call on 1300 40 2020. Post something on our new Facebook page, Open House Community, or send us a tweet. I said that we will be hearing from Tracy Spicer. Tracy's a very well-known newsreader around Australia. She couldn't be here on Open House tonight live as she's at the Logies. But I spoke to her before about this little gem of kindness that she'll never forget.
Extraordinary moment, Lee. My mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 11 years ago now, and they gave her 7 months to live, and would you believe it, she lived 7 months to the day.
Wow.
Anyway, this moment happened the day before she passed away. She was in a palliative care centre, and the poor darling, she was suffering so badly, unconscious basically, but still screaming out in pain because the morphine wasn't able to cap her pain level. And I wandered out and sat on a chair outside the ward, and I was having a little quiet cry to myself, and this man sat down next to me. And at first I thought, how dare you intrude on my grief? This is such a private moment. But then he started talking to me, and he had such a lovely, gentle manner. I started to enjoy the conversation and enjoy his company. And I asked him what he was doing there, and he said that his wife of many, many decades, lay dying in one of the rooms in the palliative care ward of cancer as well. And I said, "You poor man, how do you cope? Your wife, you know, you've been through so much together." And he just said simply to me, "I have my faith." And he didn't say it in a, you know, a judgmental way or a way that he was trying to convert me or anything like that, but just in a really a way of great comfort. And he had the most beautiful look on his face. And he said, "Is your mother a woman of faith?" And I explained to him that no, our family's known for many things, the love of a good party, a healthy dose of scepticism, but one of the things we're not known for is our faith. We had faith in branches of our family generations ago, but in the particular branch that I was born into, we're very, very sceptical, and I wouldn't say we're necessarily atheists or even agnostic. I wouldn't necessarily say we're non-believers, but we're not practicing Christians.
Yeah.
And, I gained great comfort from that conversation with that, and I still don't know his name, but I kind of felt like using his faith as an armour. It was almost protecting me and trying to, I don't know, shield me or comfort me from the grief that I was suffering so deeply. And Mum passed away the very next day.
Wow. I think maybe it was because he didn't appear judgmental, he wasn't trying to convert you, that he just demonstrated, Christ-like biblical love to you.
Yes, that's it. Non-judgmental love. You know, it was a very special moment. And honestly, as soon as we'd had our conversation about faith, he walked away. It was like he was sent there to give me that message. And gee, it gave me great strength and succour.
That's newsreader Tracy Spicer on The Power of Good. It's a book of 70 stories that Mark McCrindle has put together. Mark's with us. Mark, one of the points you make in your book is that in an age of independence or self-sufficiency, as you put it, you say individual achievement rarely occurs without a helping hand from others.
Yeah, that's right. I think that is true of how, you know, this nation was developed, the tough times that we've been through historically and even just this year, you know, and you look at the rebuilding efforts. Indeed, when the floods in Queensland were first rolling on, we heard numerous reports of people in Sydney and other places grabbing a bucket and a mop, jumping in a car, and away they went. It's that sort of attitude where we help out practically or where we give financially, that you know, we have a strong history of. And I like the fact that as Aussies, and we found this in the research for the book, we help people out regardless of who they are. We found almost 8 in 10 Australians say that that's what true mateship is. It's not just helping your family or your neighbours, it's being broader in outlook than that.
Yes. It must be said that this power of good is not a new thing to us. I think one of the greatest statements that would commend authentic Christian faith is to be found in the very words of Jesus to his followers near the start of the Sermon on the Mount. It's actually one of my favourite passages from the Bible. He says, "Let your light shine before people in such a way that they'll see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." What a world that would be, eh?
Exactly. I mean, that's, as Tracy was saying, that's where the witness comes from. Yes. People living out their faith and demonstrating, being that practical example of Christ's love. And indeed, we were going to call the book, we called it Power of Good, we were going to call it Samaritan Stories, because that's really what it's about. You know, when they asked Jesus, well, who is our neighbour? You say, love your neighbour, who's our neighbour? He told the story of the Jews who were at war, basically, with the Samaritans, and you know, the Samaritan, the one helping out, and that stranger there, that alienated one, doing his making great sacrificial giving to help others. And I think that's what we saw when we collected a lot of these stories, that it was people that were crossing bridges, that were crossing gulfs in our society, gaps, that actually were those strangers who I think really ended up making us think and really being that great example of what we all should be.
Mark, can I finally ask you this? In an age of new media and social media, which I personally am so consumed by and wrapped in, we're so connected in so many ways, but in lots of other ways we're also personally quite disconnected.
Mm.
Do you think we have as many opportunities today to reach out with that power of good?
I think that we do, but I think that we have to, I guess, step out of our own little zones. You know, when we walk around, we're almost in our bubbles. We carry our world with us. Our friends are on our iPhone there, or we're a few clicks away from any piece of information. We've got the Facebook updates there. We can, if you like, carry with us our small little security blanket of friends and family, and all the while walking past people who are perhaps needing a door held open or standing while there we are sitting down in that bus. And I think that's what we need to do, and I guess one of the intentions of the book is to, you know, shine the light on this and to say, hey, some of that old etiquette, some of those little acts of helping someone out, rather than moving on when someone drops that bag of groceries, stopping and helping them out. It's a small thing to do, but it really will lift their spirit and help them have a bigger day. And of course, when we've been helped out, there's that imperative we feel to help others out as well.
It's gold. Mark McCrindle, I really appreciate you joining us on our first open house tonight. I hope it's the first of many, many conversations we have with you as a guy who's really got the finger on the pulse of the Australian mind and soul. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.
Good on you.
We hope you enjoyed this open house podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.